Presiden Prabowo Subianto is scheduled to attend the Leaders Retreat meeting in Singapore together with Prime Minister Lawrence Wong. Spokesperson for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Roliansyah Sumirat, said the retreat meeting would be an opportunity for the two leaders to discuss improving the partnership between the two countries more openly. President Prabowo Subianto is scheduled to make a state visit to Singapore on June 16th. Spokesperson of Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Roliansyah Sumirat, Thursday on 12th, said that during his visit, Prabowo would attend the Indonesia-Singapore Leaders Retreat meeting together with Singaporean Prime Minister Lawrence Wong in a statement delivered in Jakarta. The meeting provided an opportunity for the two leaders to share views more openly in improving the partnership between the two countries. This will include discussing various relevant matters, both regionally and globally.
President Prabowo Subianto is scheduled to make a state visit to Singapore on June 16. Spokesperson for the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Roliansyah Sumirat, Thursday said that during his visit, Prabowo would attend the Indonesia-Singapore Leaders Retreat meeting together with Singaporean Prime Minister Lawrence Wong. In a statement delivered in Jakarta, Roliansyah Sumirat said that the meeting provides an opportunity for the two leaders to share views more openly in improving the partnership between the two countries. This will include discussing various relevant matters both regionally and globally.
Penting ditekankan adalah dengan adanya annual leaders retreat ini kita.
The most important to emphasize that with this annual leaders retreat, we believe that bilateral relations between the two countries will continue to improve, very strong, very close, especially with the format that takes the retreat format. Usually, leaders will be much more open to also share views, thoughts, inputs, whether it is related to bilateral relations between the two countries or matters related to regional problems or global problems. Roliansyah Sumirat explained that the meeting between President Prabowo Subianto and Singaporean Prime Minister Lawrence Wong in the Leaders' Retreat will discuss various priorities for cooperation between the two countries, especially during the new leadership of the two countries. This Leaders' Retreat meeting is also the first meeting of the two leaders after the general election just finished in Singapore. This will actually be the president's first visit to Singapore during his term, and it will also be the first Leaders' Retreat for the two heads of government after the most recent election in Singapore in May this year. During his visit at the Leaders' Retreat meeting, various strategic cooperation priorities will be discussed in the context of new government and cabinet of both countries. Issues related to investment in both countries in various fields will also be planned, discussed a lot, and of course strengthening cooperation in various other aspects. Roliansyah Sumirat added that the Leaders' Retreat is planned to produce a number of agreements or deliverables that will encourage increased partnership relations between Indonesia and Singapore. In addition to meeting Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, during his visit to Singapore, President Prabowo Subianto is also scheduled to meet President Tharman Shanmugaratnam in the framework of a state visit.
Roliansyah Sumirat explained that the meeting between President Prabowo Subianto and Singaporean Prime Minister Lawrence Wong in the Leaders' Retreat will discuss various priorities for cooperation between the two countries, especially during the new leadership of the new countries. This Leaders' Retreat meeting is also the first meeting of the two leaders after the general election just finished in Singapore.
Bapak Presiden RI dan rombongan terbatas juga dijadwalkan akan melakukan kunjungan ke.
The President and his limited entourage are also scheduled to visit St. Petersburg, Russia from June 18 to 20. This visit is made in order to meet the invitation from Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold a bilateral meeting and also to attend the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum this year, which has been running for years. For Indonesia, this visit is also made in order to commemorate the 75th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two countries. So it is very important and has a significant meaning for diplomatic relations between the two countries. The bilateral meeting is also expected to discuss the development of bilateral cooperation and exchange ideas between leaders related to regional and global issues that are of common concern.
Global yang menjadi common concern.
Rolyansha Sumirat added that the bilateral meeting between President Prabowo Subianto and President Vladimir Putin is planned to resolve some deliverables, including a high-level declaration on strategic partnerships to the signing of a number of memorandums of understanding between the two countries, covering cooperation in transportation, education, and creative economy. Indonesian Minister of Public Works Dodi Hanggodo offered various infrastructure projects to both domestic and international investors at the International Conference on Infrastructure held on Wednesday, June 11th in Jakarta.
Indonesian Minister of Public Works Dodi Hanggodo offered various infrastructure projects to both domestic and international investors at the International Conference on Infrastructure held on Wednesday in Jakarta.
We are ready to offer about 55 PPP project, and sincerely hope within today ICI, 9 of them worth about 90 trillion are open for new investment. Let this be our call to build not only the infrastructure, but impact that really lasts.
Minister Dodi emphasized that the public-private partnership scheme is clear proof of the private sector's role in infrastructure development. He added that to meet the infrastructure funding needs for the 2020 until 2024 period estimated at around US$128 billion, the scheme and assignment-based project have contributed around 21.4% or around US$27.3 billion. The Ministry of Public Works through the Directorate General of Infrastructure Financing continues to proactively develop this alternative financing model. Over the past 5 years, it has successfully facilitated the signing of 15 public-private partnership agreements across various sectors.
Minister Dodi emphasized that the public-private partnership scheme is clear proof of the private sector's role in infrastructure development. He added that to meet the infrastructure funding for the 2020 to 2024 period, estimated at around US$128 billion, the SEAM and assignment-based project have contributed around 21.4% or around US$27.3 billion. The Ministry of Public Works, through the Directorate General Infrastructure Financing, continues to proactively develop this alternative financing model. Over the past 5 years, it has successfully facilitated the signing of 15 public-private partnerships agreements across various sectors. Indonesian Tourism Minister Widianti Putriwardana is optimistic that Indonesia will welcome 16 million international tourists and reach 1 billion domestic tourist trips in 2025. This optimism is reinforced by the presence of the Bali and Beyond Travel Fair 2025. The minister made this statement during the opening of the travel fair theme, Indonesia Persevering Green Nature and Cultural Heritage for the World, in Nusa Dua, Bali, on Wednesday, June 11th. She stated that the return of Bali and Beyond Travel Fair 2025 as a business-to-business platform is a vital gateway to promoting Indonesia's tourism industry.
BBTF is our gateway to inspiring new travel patterns, connecting Bali with destinations across Indonesia, and inviting the world to discover our diverse wonders.
The 11th Bali and Beyond Travel Fair, held from June 11th to 13th, 2025, brings together 529 sellers from 45 countries, including Spain, Singapore, the United States, and Namibia. It also includes participation from 11 Indonesian provinces, such as Bali, Jakarta, East Nusa Tenggara, and South Sulawesi. The projected potential transaction value at the fair is 7.84 trillion rupiah, marking a 3% increase from last year. The Indonesian Hajj Management Agency believes that Saudi Arabia will not cut Indonesia's Hajj quota by up to 50% next year. Deputy head of the Hajj Management Agency, Daniel Anzar Sumanjuntak, said during the press conference in Jakarta on Wednesday night, June 11th, that the idea of reducing the quota came out not from the Saudi government, but the Ministry of Hajj and Umrah, who considers Indonesia Hajj organization as not fully optimal. The Indonesian deputy head of the Hajj Management Agency said he had talks with Saudi officials who expressed continued trust in Indonesia. He said they saw strong potential for improvements through the newly formed Hajj Management Agency.
The results of our discussion with the Ministry of Hajj were shared earlier today. They still have confidence in Indonesia, especially in President Prabowo, because the President has formed a new Hajj management structure, the Hajj Management Agency. That's why the idea of the quota cut has remained just well, an idea, and we are confident it will not happen.
Daniel emphasized that the Hajj Management Agency is committed to strengthening oversight of Hajj operations. Transparency, accountability, and integrity will also be top priorities for next year's Hajj. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto emphasized the importance of mastering science and technology as the main key to transforming Indonesia into a modern and developed nation. President Prabowo made this statement during the inauguration of the Bhinneka Tunggal Ika campus of the Defense University in Sentul, Bogor, West Java on Wednesday, June 11th. President Prabowo stated that the government places great emphasis on education as he believes that the success of a nation is largely determined by the quality of its educational institution. He explained that the strong focus on education is reflected in national budget, with the education sector receiving the highest allocation.
Karena itu juga dicerminkan dalam APBN kita.
This is also reflected in our national budget. As President of the Republic of Indonesia, I submitted a budget in which the education sector receives the largest allocation compared to all other sectors. Education ranks the highest, and if I am not mistaken, it's the highest ever in the history of our republic. The law mandates a minimum of 20% for education, and I believe our allocation goes beyond that.
President Prabowo also expressed hope that the Defense University would not only produce future leaders in defense, but also serve as the broader interest of the nation. He further emphasized that all education institutions in Indonesia should contribute to the nation across all fields, particularly in science and technology. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's commentary is on Indonesian government committed to producing superior human resources. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto stated the importance of producing superior human resources in various fields, including defense and national leadership. The president conveyed it when inaugurating the new Bhinneka Tunggal Ika campus building of the Defense University in Bogor, West Java, Wednesday, June the 11th. In his remarks, the president said that the success of the nation is highly dependent on the strength of educational institutions. He called education the root of all national development achievements. President Prabowo Subianto also explained that the government's commitment to education is reflected in the large state budget allocation for this sector. In the state budget proposed by the government, education receives the largest portion, reaching 44.7 billion US dollars, or 20% of the total state budget. This allocation is in line with the mandate of the Constitution and is directed to improve the quality of education, especially through central government spending, transfers to regions, and government investment. According to him, Mastery of science and technology is the main key to freeing Indonesia from poverty and becoming an advanced and independent country. According to the president, whoever masters science and technology is the leader. For that, he emphasized that Indonesia must be able to become part of modern nations. In his direction to the academic community of the Defense University, President Prabowo Subianto invited them to build a culture of courage, honesty, and an unyielding spirit in facing challenges. Until now, the total number of graduates of the Defense University has reached more than 1,341 people coming from various backgrounds, including the military, police, private institution, and the general public. Hopefully, with the existence of the Bhinneka Tunggal Ika campus of the Defense University, the government's commitment to producing superior human resources in various fields can be realized soon. That was commentary.
Thank you. kepadaku karena erat kau memeluk aku. Terasa nyaman kau bersama aku. Aku pun inginkan kamu. Kau buatku tertawa dan bersamamu. Kau membebaskanku dan bersamamu. Aku tahu kau suka padaku karena erat kau memeluk aku. Kau suka padaku, karena erat kau memeluk aku. Rasa nyaman kau memeluk aku.
Its main ingredients is snail, but it ain't escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry, along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some says this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai seafood. The typical food of Riau is also called gulai cipui or lengkitang.
Tubuhku, rebahkan jiwamu. The rise of social media offers a digital realm that fosters freedom of expressions and also information sharing. But it also possesses risks by potentially exposing users, particularly children, to content unsuitable for consumption. Content that includes physical and verbal violence, misleading information, and hate speech is harmful and potentially accessible to minors. So data from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, NCMEC, indicates that Indonesia has recorded more than 5 million cases of child pornography over the past 4 years, ranking it fourth globally and second among ASEAN countries. So the data reflects the serious conditions of the influx of content that can potentially harm children psychologically development. In addition, the result of a study that has been published in the Journal of American Medical Association, or JAMA, shows that teenagers who spend more than 3 hours per day on social media face a heightened risk of mental health issues. So the prevalence of negative content on social media is also inseparable from the role of algorithm that often favors sensational content to drive user engagement. So it means that we have to limit the use of the digital platform or keep an eye on our children when they are using some devices. It will be very helpful for our children as well, not only from their physical health, but also their mental health. And of course, listener, before I give you more information, it will be my pleasure to give you our songs.
Lama ku di sini menunggu kau kembali. Sendiri aku menghitung hari tanpa kau pun sadari. Hingga kini ku tunggu hingga nanti. Meski waktu kan cepat berlalu, senja terasa hampa, ku ingin candamu dan hadirmu agar aku bisa menikmati indahnya dunia. Telah lama menunggu kau kembali. Hatiku tak mungkin memilih jika telah mencintai. Hingga kini ku tunggu hingga cepat berlalu. Dikala senja terasa hampa, ku
Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
Listener, rice, which is commonly cooked into plain white rice, is a staple food for most Indonesians. But did you know, rice can also be made into a variety of other dishes? One of them is ketupat. Ketupat or kupat is a traditional Indonesian dish made from rice wrapped in a woven young coconut leaves called janur and cooked by boiling. Ketupat is a signature dish during Lebaran Idul Fitr festivity, typically served with opor ayam or chicken curry, sambal goreng ati or fried chicken liver with diced potato and beans, curry, and other vegetables. Aside from ketupat, there's also burasa. At a glance, burasa looks similar to ketupat. but the difference lies in its flat shape, which is not as long, and it is wrapped in banana leaves. Buraza is a special Idul Fitr dish from Makassar, South Sulawesi, often eaten with a variety of dishes like curry, stir-fried sambal chili paste, opor ayam, or choto Makassar, which is Makassar beef soup. To make buraza, rice and coconut milk are cooked until soft, then wrapped in banana leaves and tied with a plastic rope or banana leaf strips. Afterward, it is boiled until fully cooked. Listener, in Ternate, there is a rice-based dish called pali-pali. Pali-pali is a long, cylindrical dish similar to lontong. It's made from rice and wrapped in woven lontar palm leaves before being steamed. Pali-pali is often served during festive occasions or sacred ceremonies. This dish is typically served with vegetable soups or stir-fried dishes. Well, listeners, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Kita berdua.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia today is entitled Cetok Temple Parking Lot. Dear listeners, it is my pleasure to greet you again in Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to talk in Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Radio Republik Indonesia's Overseas Service, Voice of Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Solo Karanganyar. Di Solo Karanganyar, which means in Solo Karanganyar. You will listen to a conversation entitled Parkiran Candi Cetok. Parkiran Candi Cetok, which means Cetok Temple Parking Lot. These conversations took place between Chris, a blogger from Australia, and Ayu, a friend of Chris' vlog community from Solo. Chris informed his position along with Ayu, who were in the Cetok Temple Parking Lot, through his vlog. Let's listen to their conversation.
Halo semua, saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Cetok.
Dari sini, kita harus jalan kaki ke Candi. Mau tahu seperti apa di dalam?
Yuk, ikuti kami.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you some vocabulary related to today's material. Parkiran Candi Cetok. Parkiran Candi Cetok, which means Cetok Temple Parking Lot. I will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after me.
Saat ini,
which means currently or right now.
Kami,
which means we.
Sudah berada,
which means to be somewhere.
Di parkiran,
which means at the parking lot.
Candi Cetok,
which means Cetok Temple.
Saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Cetok.
Which means, currently we are in the Cetok Temple parking lot.
Dari sini,
which means from here.
Jalan kaki,
which means to walk or to go on foot.
Seperti apa?
Which means like what?
Di dalam,
which means inside. In the conversation, you heard the sentence, saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Cetok. Saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Cetok, which means currently we are in the Cetok Temple parking lot. In the sentence, there is a word parkiran, which means parking lot or parking area. The word parkiran, which means parking lot in this conversation, is used by Chris to mention the place where he parks his motorbike in the Cetok Temple area. Let's listen to other words and sentences to express a place.
Turunan. Turunan.
Which means way down.
Hati-hati melewati turunan itu. Hati-hati melewati turunan itu.
Which means be careful on the way down.
Belokan. Belokan.
Which means turn.
Kita akan berhenti setelah belokan itu. Kita akan berhenti setelah belokan itu.
Which means we'll stop after that turn. Chitok Temple is a Hindu temple located on the slopes of Mount Lawu in Karanganyar Regency, Central Java Province. Chitok Temple is one of the highest temples in Indonesia, situated at an altitude of 1,496 meters above sea level. Therefore, the temple is often shrouded in fog. Before closing today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to a conversation once more time.
Halo semua, saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Ceto.
Dari sini kita harus jalan kaki ke Candi, mau tahu seperti apa di dalam?
Yuk, ikuti kami.
Dear listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Parkiran Candi Ceto. Parkiran Candi Ceto, which means Ceto Temple Parking Lot. We meet you again with different topic. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it will be very useful for you who wants to learn more about Bahasa Indonesia. And to close our program for today, we would like you to listen to Music Corner for this time. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, signing off. Have a great day and always love Indonesia. I'll see you again next week. Bye.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a beautiful keroncong piece titled Bunga Abadi or Eternal Flower, performed by Ayub Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group. The song, written and originally performed by Rio Clappy, was released on March 1, 2024. The song tells a heartfelt story about meeting someone truly special. Through the song, Rio Clappy celebrates the magic of love and expresses gratitude for the people who bring joy and meaning to our lives. It's a gentle reminder to cherish the relationship we hold dear and embrace the true essence of love. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Ayu Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group with Bunga Abadi. Happy listening.
Jakarta Kara Korewa Voice of Indonesia desu.